So I wanted to talk a little bit tonight about shortcuts, because the best time, the most opportune time for a real surge in bitochon is when there's a serious challenge. But sometimes when there's a serious challenge, it's not enough time to really scale the heights of the levels of confidence and assurance and trust that we know exist, the infinite levels that exist. So it's almost like a bit of a problem, because before the tzora comes, it's theoretical. Once the tzora comes, which is tachlis, I really want it and need it, but it's a process. And sometimes there's no time, there's no peace of mind, no presence of mind. The process is just too overwhelming. So we need shortcuts, right? We need shortcuts. We live in a world where everybody has shortcuts. In fact, somebody just suggested to me today, I should do a piece. I have these 10 ways, 10 this, 10 that. 10 shortcuts I should do. 10 shortcuts to Bitochen, 10 shortcuts to Emuna, 10 shortcuts to wherever you want to go. Anyway, I don't have 10 shortcuts, but I have a couple of ideas which I'd like to share. The first is something that we've referenced before, but I think it sounds like a very powerful concept. The Sefer HaChinuch, in the mitzvah of Tkia Shofar BeYovel, BeYom Kippur DeYovel, there's a Tkia Shofar, and the Chinuch, I think it's in Parshas Behar, and he contrasts it with the Tkia Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So Agav, he explains what the Tkia Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is all about, differently and maybe more than he explains when he talks about the Tkia on Rosh Hashanah. And he says that we blow the Shofar to remember Akedas Yitzchok. And when we remember Akedas Yitzchok, we're nitzayer benafshenu ke'ilu shehikravnu, as if we did such an Akedas Yitzchok. In other words, I picture myself, I hear, oh, Akedas Yitzchok, Avram Avinu, Akedas Yitzchok. Well, I'm going to take out Avram's face and put my face in there. I'm going to take out Yitzchok's face and put my son's face there. And I'm going to imagine myself, nitzayer benafshenu, ke'ilu that I was makriv this Akedah. And he says, and v'zeh we will be nizke lefonov. He says, kloimer will be zakoyim din. We will become out zakai, innocent, in the din of Rosh Hashanah through this process. Now, I ask you, what is this process? This process is imagination. I'm picturing myself, I put my face instead of Avraham Avinu's face. I put Yitzchok's, my son's face instead of Yitzchok's face. And then, let's say it was somebody named Yitzchok, you know, and then, that's it. Ooh, now I'm going to be Zeicher B'din on Rosh Hashanah. Weistos, that this picture is very powerful. That it can have such a hashpa on a person, that it could literally create within him a madrega, that for that he could be Zeicher, that he achieved momentarily a madrega in Ruchnius, in Mesiras Nefesh, in performing Akedas Yitzchok, to the extent that that can affect his whole din on Rosh Hashanah. The truth of the matter is that this technique is a very well-known technique. I actually had them print up for me a whole piece of literature here, which we have no time to go into. It's called guided imagery. And guided imagery basically... guided imagery is based on the belief in the power of imagination and visualization. It's a healing tool. It is the conscious use of imagination that occurs naturally to create positive images and bring about healthy changes in both body and mind. Okay, whatever, it goes a whole arichus here. But there is such a thing, and it's real, and we find it in Chazal. I believe that that's what the Lulav and Esrog is also. The Chinuch brings the Chazal that the Lulav represents the Shedra and the Esrog represents the heart, and the Hadassim represent the eyes and the Arobas represent the mouth, and we take them all together and we praise Hashem. It's also a form of guided imagery. I'm holding the image of the organs of my body and saying, with every fiber of my being, with every organ of my body, I am reciting the praises of Hashem. I'm reciting the Hallel. And that makes it more real. The imagery actually has a hashpah, he says, a physical on the body and on the soul and on the spirit. It has a hashpah on the person. So it occurred to me that a very practical shortcut to bitochon is a person picturing himself with that bitochon. Just like if a person pictures himself with the Mesiras Nefesh of Avraham Avinu doing Akedas Yitzchok, that can be a schus that transposes him and makes him worthy to be Zoyche B'din. It's not a joke. Oh, you made a picture, therefore you're Zoyche B'din. Might as well draw a painting and all of a sudden take it upstairs and I'm going to be Zoyche B'din. No, it's real. It created a transformation in my Avodas Hashem, in my willingness to be Moisa Nefesh, to be able to do the Tzivoy Hashem under the most difficult conditions. So too, a person has a tzara. And, you know, think fast. It's instantaneous. But a person can picture. If I don't have it, I can picture myself. Yes, look at myself. What would be? Here I am in a tzara. Now I'm picturing myself. Everything is working out. Hashem is helping me. Miracles happen. And I picture myself in a state of menuchas hanefesh, peace of mind, because nothing to worry about, because the Yeshua is right here. And I picture the Yeshua right here. And that can have the ability to help me actually to feel it. The picture that we imagine, that image that we create, that we guide ourselves to focus on, can actually bring me to a further level of that state of, yes, I'm trusting in Hashem. Yes, I'm counting on Him. I'm relying on Him. I'm not giving up hope. And yes, I'm beginning to feel. We actually talk a whole discussion about that, about the tranquility and the menuchas hanefesh, which is really the essence of the bitochon. In fact, in the words of the Chovas HaLevavos, if I have it here, no, I don't. I only printed out the second perek. He says, mahus habitochon is menuchas nefesh habitech. That's his loshon. The essence, what is bitochon? Bitochon is a state of menuchas hanefesh. It doesn't even have to be a state of trusting that something is going to happen. But I so trust Hashem that I have menuchas hanefesh. Some people can only have it if they feel that the situation is going to be resolved. But on a higher level, in reality, in theory, I trust Hashem. I trust Hashem's chesed. I know what it's all about. And that calms me. And again, so this guided imagery has the ability to catapult us almost instantaneously into a more real state of bitochen, which of course we know, number one, will bring about a greater menuchas hanefesh, and number two, is a massive schus to be able to bring about the Yeshua that we need. If imagining myself doing Akedas Yitzchok is a schus that I should be zeiche, keilo I did Akedas Yitzchok on Rosh Hashanah to be zeiche badin, then imagining myself in this tremendously tranquil state of bitochen can certainly serve as a schus, as if I have actually achieved that bitochen as well.
Is that machshava k'maisel works? So that's a separate schus that results.
Maybe I never thought of it that way. Let's think about it.
That's a stam of schus that Hashem gives the Jews.
Could be.
Is it because
the machshava, because the maisim come from the machshava. So when a person, I mean, there it's a special siyata d'shmaya, a special gift, but that's the reason why, because machshava is the soif maaseh machshava tchila. It's the machshava that leads to the maaseh. You know, unless you do actions without any thought, then they're worthless. So I said, it could be very well. I never thought of that. Okay, that's one, but there's something else which I would like to share also, and that's from this. This is the second Perek in the Chovas HaLevavos in the Shara Bitochen. He says, "Ach hasibos asher bohen yitochen habitochen mehabitech al abruim hein sheva." There are seven factors which enable the person to have bitochen. to rely and to trust on someone. And he's not even talking here directly about Hashem. It's a moshul of trusting someone. And of course, that will be, the nimshul will be in trusting Hashem. Fine. Achas mehen. Horachamim b'hachem lo v'ho'avo. Mercy. Chemla is another type of, it sounds like it's, rachamim seems from the Mephoreshim is, you see suffering and you feel the pain. Chemla seems to be,
pity.
What?
Pity?
No, but also it sounds like, chamoel al ma'asecho, no, but it sounds like because I created you, I made you. Like it's like chus and chemla is similar, chus al amoloch. In other words, the rachamim doesn't come just because you're suffering. It's a special of a rachamim. I made you. You're mine. It's a different way. And ava, of course, which is because I love you so much. When a person knows about his friend that he has mercy and chemla on him, I will trust him, and my nefesh will be in menucha. Menuchas ha-nefesh. I'll rely on him, and I'll feel comfortable, I'll feel tranquil, I'll feel at peace with him, because that he will, that in everything that's matriach me. So I'm counting on him, relying on him. Now, that sounds very strange, but because that's not enough. Because l'choira, you certainly need, besides knowing his av and his rachamim and his chesed, you also need his ability, right? There are two ingredients that we know that are prerequisites for bitochen. One is his rachamim, his chemlo, his avo, his caring, his chesed. And the other one is his ability. If he has, you know, in fundraising, it's the same thing. They tell you, you need two requirements in fundraising. He has to have and he has to give. If he gives and doesn't have, that doesn't help you. If he has and doesn't give, that doesn't help you either. There are two requirements here too. He has to be a giver, bal chesed, and he has to have the ability. If he's not the kol yochol, if he can't do, so, all right, very nice. So I have rachmanis. I don't want pity. I don't want your tears. I want tachlis. So memela, but then you could say, well, this is one of the ingredients, but he's going to list the other ingredients. And in fact, on the third ingredient, he says, sheyeh chozok. You have to know that he's strong. Lo yenutzach ba'asher hu chofetz. He won't be beaten in anything that he wants. Nothing will stop him. He has all powers. So you could say that, but listen to the next, the Shainis, and then we'll see that that really is not true. Listen to this. I know about him with the fact that he loves me, besides the fact or included in the fact that he loves me. He doesn't hide from me. He doesn't look the other way. He doesn't overlook, you know, like pretend not to see, you know, just, you know, not pay attention. And he's not lazy in doing my desire. He will try and he will be machlid. He'll agree to do it. Because if he doesn't have all of this, his bitochen will not be sholem. He won't have true bitochen. In other words, even though I know that he has rachamim and chemlo, and he loves me, but if I don't know that he's not going to be misalim, he's not going to like, what's the word? I'm looking for a word. I can't think of the right
ignore.
Word. Well, ignore, or you're not going to, you know, turn away, not pay attention, and he's going to be, or he's going to be misatzel, then my bitochen can't be sholem because he may not do it. He loves me dearly. We have many times. I love you dearly, but I'm too tired. You know, children hear that from their parents all the time. Parents hear that from their children all the time. You know, it's a very normal thing. So, when he has from the one he trusts, shtei midas eila, go l'rachmanus olav, the rachmanus that he has, v'revash kochosu alinyonu, how much he will pay attention to his things, yivtach boi mibli sofek, he will trust him without any sofek. Rabbi Yisai, doesn't make any sense. Here he says beferish, two things. The first one wouldn't be bitochem sholem alone. Because even if I know how much you love me and how much rachmonis you have on me, if I think you might be lazy or I think you might look the other way, you know, ignore me, so then I can't have real, I can't have bitochon, lo yeh bitochon olav sholem. Something will be lacking in my bitochon. But if I have also the fact that you're not misatzil, not misalem, now yiftach loy bibli sofek. I don't understand. Look at the next requirement. The shlishi is, he has all power. That means what we said here on this page is without the full power. Before we know that this guy is completely in power to do what he wants to do for us, all I know is he has Rachmonis, Chemlo, and Avo, and he is not Misalem or Misatzel, I can have Bitochen Sholem. One. Now, without knowing that he can do it. I trust Bitochen Sholem without knowing that he can do it. What am I trusting? He isn't capable. He violated the rule of fundraising. He wants to give, but he doesn't have. He's not capable, so why am I wasting my time? Number two, it sounds like even the first level, with rachamim vechemlo ve'avo, even if I know, I don't know that he's not misatzel, umis alem. It's a bitochen, but it's not a bitochen sholem. So the first one is a certain level of bitochen. The next one is bitochen sholem, all before I have any inkling that he's capable of delivering. Never heard such a thing in my life. How can I tell a person, listen, you know, I don't know if the guy can deliver for you. I don't know if he did. But you know something? He really feels your pain. So you could trust him. That's not 100%. And he's not lazy. He will do the best he can. But he may not be capable, but he'll do the best he can. Oh, now I'm a mitochen sholem. Pele. To me, this was, when I saw this, when I saw Shabbos, it was like a pile ploy. What's going on over here? Whoever heard such a thing? We did not yet state, and he says, Beferish, this won't be sholem, but it'll be something. Chemlo v'avo v'rachamim. And when you add to that, loy misalim v'loy misatzel, then you have, yiftach boy mibli sofek. That's real bitochen. Without the knowledge that he's capable. What's the pshat?
You once mentioned the idea that I'm counting on you. Once you say something, I'm counting on you.
What are you counting on? I'm helpless.
But if I know that you're counting on me, I'm going to come through somehow.
No, I'm helpless. That would be true if I am, if I have the capability, but it's hidden. I don't really want to. I'm not motivated. But here I got all the motivation, but yet it does not require that I have the capability to do anything. That means, until here, something could hold me back. I don't have the capability. So how could you have bitochen in someone that he doesn't have the capability? It seems that there is, Moshe, we always say that there are different levels of bitochen. So we used to build a few levels like this, starting with what the Chazon Ish says, there's no accidents, everything Hashem is in control of, everything he does is for the good. You don't know what's going to happen. But that's calming to a certain extent. Next level is that I'm hoping, kivui. I'm hoping that it's going to happen. I don't know for sure, but I have that hope, and I won't give up hope. Next level, he says, is bikush, where I'm praying, and I'm trying to do something about it with the sincere feeling that I can do something about it. There's even like a more active hope. I'm acting on the hope. Then comes bitochon, where something just tells me from within, I just know he's going to help me. And then, of course, is the higher level, where it makes no difference to me whether he helps me, whether he doesn't help me. Chesed u'mishpot or shiro, like David HaMelech said, he'll say the same halel for chesed that he will for mishpot. That's already the highest level. That's beyond what most of us can comprehend. But I see here that before the level of ein nikre lefonov, that there's no accidents, and Hashem does everything, there's another level. There are two other levels of bitochen. And these maybe can be more achievable than anything else. And that is like this. I can't be relying on here that he's going to deliver. It can't be that I'm relying that he's going to deliver if he doesn't have the power to deliver. Can't be. That's ridiculous. I'm relying on you to deliver. And again, we're talking about a human being here. I can't rely on you to deliver if I know you can't help me. I just know you can't. If I know you can't, I'm not relying on you to deliver. So what am I relying on you? It seems there's another level of bitochen, which even he calls it Yiftach boy v'sonuach nafshoy. V'sonuach nafshoy. He'll have peace of mind. What? And that somebody cares. You have rachmonis. So in other words, the knowledge that Hashem feels my pain can also give me that sense of it's not the trust that I'm, it's not the trust on the delivery, but it's the trust in the, I trust you, I know you feel my pain. I know
what
if you,
my pain
wait, no, listen, I know if you could do it, you would do it. That also gives a certain.
I know you have money.
What?
If you had money, you would give it to me. That's great. But until you have it, same thing with the fundraising. What great. So you had it.
No.
I have confidence you'd give it to me. But confidence right now.
Fundraising, the problem is a bottom line. You can't pay the bills with this. You know what I mean? But in
so what
terms
does this
of,
do?
So in Nuchas HaNefesh, for example.
So there's not Bitochon Sholem yet?
No. Bitochon Sholem. Yeah, this could be. It's obviously not Bitochon Sholem on the highest level. That's for sure. That's for sure. But it can be considered a real Bitochon. In other words, if a person just knows this, I know that he loves me. I know that he cares about me. I know that he feels my pain. I know that he's not Misatzel. I know that he's not Misalim. Now, I trust him. I trust his caring. I have this sense of reliance on him. And the reliance on him that he cares and that he would do something if he could do something also gives me a certain level of menuchas hanefesh. If that's the case, then I can start the process. Then when I come to the next level of he's all powerful, I'm already halfway there. I'm already feeling a certain measure of trust. I just need one ingredient, or maybe a few ingredients, I need to add to the cheshbon to say, you know something? And he could do it. And I've already established my trust in him that if he could, he would. That's already a menuchas hanefesh. I like to give a dugma, which is not a perfect dugma, but I remember this memory more than almost anything else when I sat Shiva many years ago in Yerushalayim. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz came there to be Menachem Oval. He sat in the corner, right over there, in the left, to my left, in the corner, cried like a baby for 20 minutes, got up, said, Hamokim Menachem, and left. And that left such a sense of somebody cares. It gave me such a margoa. It gave me such a menuchas hanefesh. It made me feel so relieved. There's somebody there, and it was Taka, a great man too, not Stam, but who really cared. He sat and cried, I'm telling you. He sat and cried for 20 minutes and then got up and left. So there is such a thing. But the point is like this. That too is called the Bitochen. Because when I realize Hashem's Rachamim, and when I realize Hashem's Chemlo, and when I realize Hashem's Ahavo, and when I realize Hashem's Eino Misatzel, Eino Misalim, so I'm connected with him. I'm trusting him. The trust is that if you could, you would. That is an easier trust than it's going to happen. Because, think about it. What's the problem that I have in thinking it's going to happen? One problem is I may think it's too much of a miracle that I need and Hashem's not going to do it for me. But underlying that is maybe I don't deserve such a miracle. Here we're not talking about deserving. Let's say you don't deserve it. If a person doesn't deserve, Hashem doesn't feel, it doesn't love him. If a person doesn't deserve, Hashem doesn't feel his pain. Hashem feels everybody's pain. Knowing that can give me a certain sense of I'm trusting you on this. This is even a bitochen sholem in a minuscule sense. I'm trusting you implicitly that if you could, you would. And that can be a stepping stone to the next step. Because the real interference, let's face it, yeah? I have a goal to raise $10 million by the end of the summer. Don't laugh. Okay? I think I worked it down to 9 already. You know, and I think I raised maybe 8.5 I can manage, okay? Now, the truth is I look at that and I say, it's absurd. It's absurd. It's for a guy like me. I can't raise $800. So, no, $800,000 is very difficult for me. You know, it takes a year maybe. And here, you know, but you know something? But I know. And I can't imagine, I really can't imagine the $8.5 million coming in, okay? Hard for me to imagine. I can make a guided imagery picture. I can. I could say. In fact, I had such a situation where I needed $900,000 in one day, it was 2 weeks, but nothing happened, and then finally the last day, and when the bank closed and I needed to get it all in the bank, I only got in $600,000. But what I found out when I came to this Nishmas party that I made was that someone gave me an envelope. So I said, but it's too late. I needed them by the end of our fiscal year, the 31st. And if it wasn't stamped on the 31st, it wouldn't be on the financial statements. So I walk into the party anyway to say Nishmas, we made a whole Suda. And someone gives me an envelope. And I think to myself, even Lo Yitzur, in the most ridiculous scenario that there was a check for $300,000 there, is not going to help me because it's going to be postmarked tomorrow. And sure enough, I opened up, it was a bank receipt. The guy had gone to our account and deposited $300,000. So if I could picture that, well, I could bet $900,000, that was 10 years ago, I don't know. Today with inflation, it's already up to 2-3 million, you know what I mean? I can get from 3 to 8 is not so bad. I'm picturing myself August 31st, closing the year after our charity campaign, whatever, with $8.5 million to buy our building in Eretz Yisrael and to do this and that, whatever else we have to do. You know, I got it. And now, one more thing. So that helps a little bit. Now I have another piece to the formula, another part of my shortcut. I say, you know, Rebbeinu Shalala, I know you feel my pain. Well, I'm a good guy, I'm trying, what am I doing? I'm not doing this for myself, you know. I know you feel my pain. I know you have rachamim, chemlo. I know you love me. You just studied Shir HaShirim. I know you love me, yeah. Okay, and I know you're not lazy, come on. That to be choshenim, to be lazy, you know that. I know you're not lazy. And I know you're not misalim. You know, he lo yonav elishan sheiru Yisroel. He sees everything. He knows everything. So, Mimela, I can feel that if you could, you would. If I could, I would. How far is the jump from if I could, I would, to of course I could? Then I would. So it's mamish like it takes me step by step with an easier step to handle to be able to achieve the highest
level. Once you're believing if he could, he would. It's easier just to believe that he could. So then you'll know what I'm saying. If you could, you would, but I don't know you can.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't go that way.
No, but I'm saying if it's menuchas hanefesh to reach the level of if you could, you would, but I don't know if you could. Isn't it more menuchas hanefesh just to believe that you could?
Yeah, but you can't just press the belief button.
No, but you can't press the button either.
Forgive me for bringing this an analogy. How do they break the news to a person that somebody passed away? You know what they often recommend? First tell them he's very sick. You know, first get them step by step. Okay, they adjust. You know, once they adjust to that, then already they're on the way. Same thing here. Havdil, it's not the comparison and the emotions.
It's an easier button to push.
That's for sure. It's an easier button to push. I know if he could, he would.
But even though I'm trusting less that he could, I don't know if he could.
That's right.
Because my
state in inertia is, I can't imagine that he could. I know he could. Intellectually, I know he could. But emotionally, I can't imagine $8.5 million coming down from the hole in the ceiling in 1 second. I can't.
2 seconds.
You know? Okay, but you know something? But if he took a good, he would. Forget that, I can't imagine it. But he would want to, if he would want to. Now the next step is, of course he wants to. Well, if he could, he would. Well, of course he could. So if anything that you get to step by step is easier to achieve than if you jump. We can't jump high jumps, but we can step by step.
Right. So I'm think not suggesting this, a jump, I'm just saying psychological.
I think this is easier psychologically.
Even though I don't know that he could.
What?
That's even though I don't know that he could. It's harder to believe that he could than just to say...
I shouldn't put it that way. It's harder to see that it's going to happen.
Right.
That, of course, if you tell me he could, yeah, I know he could, but he could theoretically, but right. He ain't going to do it. For some reason, it's not going to happen. You don't have to know that it's going to happen. If you just know that he cares, he loves, he's crying for you, and he's not sleeping at night. He's Eino Misalim, he's Eino Misanzil. That gives you such a sense of Menuchas HaNefesh connected to Hashem that the next step becomes much easier.